Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com. Just want to give you a little bit of Monday morning motivation. Monday morning motivation. Now, you've heard me say, in order to sell coaching, in order to become truly wealthy helping other people, you must have a great mindset, skill set, and then effort. So we're going to jump into the mindset today. And I believe all three of these areas are equally important. You have a great mindset, but you must also have skill set, and you must have effort. If you have any one of the three lacking, so will your business. So let's talk about mindset. Mindset, part of that, not all of it, but part of it is looking at other people who have done what you desire to do. It is all about the motivation that comes from within, but for motivation to come from within, sometimes you have to look outwardly, bring it in, and let's share some quick, simple stories. And I was actually up early this morning just reading about people that have overcome. Abraham Lincoln suffered from severe depression. Oprah Winfrey, abused as a child and ran away from home at 13 to become what? A billionaire? Franklin D. Roosevelt lost the use of his legs to polio before becoming president. Vincent Van Gogh believed to have bipolar. Benjamin Franklin couldn't afford to attend school until after he turned 10. Walt Disney, ADD, and if you read Walt Disney's story alone, in fact, that would be a great thing for you to do today, is just study the story of Walt Disney. The list goes on and on, but there were some character traits. I believe in looking for the character traits, not the hindrances, not the things they have against them, but the character traits that will take them to the next level. Number one, they never gave up. Never gave up. Probably the one common characteristic of all successful people, not just the people I mentioned, is that their ability, their willingness, their relentless perseverance. It said that Edison tried thousands of ways to develop the light bulb. Why I have not failed, he once said, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. And it's just that continuing. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to go to the next level. Maybe this ad you run didn't work. Maybe this coaching program that you put together didn't produce the results. Maybe the last consultant job you had failed to produce the results that you were hoping for. But you're going to move forward. Number one, don't give up. Number two is the sin of comparison. When we compare ourselves to other people, we start trying to live out their life. Now, we can model people's behaviors and mindsets and beliefs and quickly emulate, but you cannot compare yourself to others. Steve Jobs said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. What's going to truly help you build the coaching business that you desire? In fact, if you think about the coaching business you desire, the money you want to make, the lives you want to change, and you think about that now, truly, even now as you're listening to this podcast, paint that image in your mind. Make it bigger and brighter, and notice how you feel about it. How great that feels. With the Wealthy Coach program, with me, that's what I want to help you achieve. So never make the sin of comparison. Number three, stay positive. And we can all have days or moments in our days when we're not as positive as we were, but we have to learn to control our state. We have to control our state so we can go out there and control, we can control our state before we can actually control the states of our clients. If you're asking your client to be positive, to move forward in expectation, but yourself, you're not, and it's hard to get them to follow. Make sense? And finding new solutions for overcoming obstacles. So I live in Wilmington, North Carolina, and Michael Jordan actually grew up just a few miles from where I live, and he went to school just a few miles from where I live. And I was reading a letter he wrote his mom the other day in college. He said, please send $20. I'm out of money. And look at where he's at now. And he said, I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed. I failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. That could be the podcast alone. Listen to me. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. Find solutions for overcoming obstacles. Find new solutions. If you don't have the resources, be resourceful and find someone that does. Finally, set goals. Finally, just set goals. And this, you know this in the Wealthy Coach program, we talk about the done method. And then, of course, we use the SMART goals. I believe SMART goals have a very powerful, if you follow the SMART goal system, you'll see results. If you just look at it and go, well, that makes sense. And you don't follow it, you won't see the results. But they're SMART, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely method to set achievable yet still challenging goals. This is something very important. I want you to look at SMART goals. If you need some help, how do you take a SMART goal and put it into an action plan? See, a SMART goal also has to have action steps. Then get in touch with me. So hope this has helped today, guys. I hope you go back and listen to this. I'm going to just go through the list one more time. Never give up. Don't go into the sin of comparison. Stay positive. Find new solutions and use SMART goals. Use goals with an action step to take people from where they're at to their next place in life. And then you'll take yourself from where you're at in your coaching business to your next place in life. Are you with me? All right, guys, jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com. Check out our blog, articles, videos, and so much more. Also, be sure, go to callwithwayne.com. At callwithwayne.com, we're going to take 15, 20 minutes. We're going to look at your business. We're going to give you at least one aha moment. And if there's something we can help you with, great. If not, that's okay too. But how do we get your business to 10, 15, 20,000 a month every single month? The key is within the call. So give me a call, callwithwayne.com. Thanks, guys. Go out there, change lives today. Make it a great day and be blessed.
Thanks again for listening. And be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.